It's 6:31. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News. The state attorney general is hiring an independent investigator to look at whether the state health department falsified air quality data. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Three whistleblowers last month alleged to the EPA that Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment officials were ignoring air pollution violations. They said the result meant some facilities weren't proving compliance to air quality standards. Attorney General Phil Weiser is asking an outside investigator lead the probe to avoid conflicts of interest because lawyers in his office are legally obligated to represent state employees. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado College is the latest in the state to require students to get coronavirus vaccines before returning in the fall. CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports the school will issue the same mandate to faculty and staff.
Campus members will be able to request exemption for medical, religious, and personal reasons. So far, two other colleges in the state, Fort Lewis College and the University of Denver, issued similar mandates for students. Colorado Mesa University recently said they decided to not require vaccinations. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
CPR operates KRCC in a partnership with Colorado College. Delta County's two high schools will merge this fall and become the new North Fork High School. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
Hotchkiss High School's mascot is the bulldog. Peonia's is the eagle. So many people have made the same joke.
We should just merge them and call them the Beagles.
But the Beagles did not win the vote put to students and the community. Kurt Clay, Delta County School District Assistant Superintendent, says the mascot will be the Miners. Clay knows not everyone is happy about this, but he says having one high school in Hotchkiss will offer a more robust education. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The attorney for a 73-year-old woman with dementia who was arrested by Loveland police released videos that show officers laughed while they watched body camera footage of the woman's arrest last year. Karen Garner's family says the arresting officer in a potential shoplifting incident fractured her shoulder, and 6 hours passed before she got medical attention. Two more officers have been added to a lawsuit for not intervening or providing medical care. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.